Actually, I started off pretty well, but I ran into political difficulty. It was the McCarthy time. I was grey-listed. I should say, I couldn't do films in a major studio or on television. It was sort of a grey list. I did have to appear before the Committee on Un-American Activities and stuff like that. During the Great War, you know, World War II, there were a lot of things. Since I would play recitals for a group called the Friends of the Soviet Union, they were our allies at the time. And there was no question that, you know, I was involved in a lot of left-wing politics at that time. And certainly in terms of the atmosphere which existed at that point, I might as well have been a communist as far as they were concerned. In the bad period for me was a period in 1953, I think it was, when I suddenly, and I didn't realize why I was unemployable, because I had started out with Columbia Pictures doing two pictures in a row. And all of a sudden, you know, nobody was interested in me. And of course, it was very secret. Nobody would admit there was a blacklist. I mean, we now say there was a blacklist. But at that time, nobody would admit that such a thing existed. So all of a sudden, in 1953, when I found the only job I could get was doing music for a film like Cat Women on the Moon, Robot Monster, Miss Robin Crusoe, I began to get pretty suspicious.